Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of My Insane Mental Brain, the truly untamed thoughts of Artemis North. And I'm having one of those days. You know, I've been talking smack about guys. I was at a social audio event. We were talking about menopause. I don't know how we got on the topic. I think someone asked about my podcast and then we took it a little further. Anyways, and didn't seem to share the opinion that men needed to be supportive of women going through menopause. One gentleman did and one gentleman didn't. It's like, well, why would I listen to your podcast? I'm a guy. I don't need to know. And I thought to myself, well, actually, I said it because I am stupid that way. I said, oh, so you're one of the guys that's still looking to find the clitoris. Well, it went over like the joke it was intended to be, but not totally a joke. I know he means well. He's a good-hearted person, but I'm really glad I have my husband. So after shit-talking guys for a little while, my husband said to me, hun, it goes both ways. And I'm like, why are you right? Seriously, why are you right? So I chewed on it for a while. And you know, he is right. So I decided to do some surfing around and find out what men go through. And I'm kind of here to tell you that maybe we need to put the brakes on for a minute and do some thinking. Maybe could save our marriage. Hell, could save our own souls. Because, you know, some days. But they do share some of the things that we go through. I was totally shocked. So why aren't they talking about it? Okay, because they're men. Yeah, point taken. So maybe we just quietly need to huddle and say, okay, let's support our guys. If you go looking around, I actually went to ChatGPT and I asked, and I wasn't let down. The things that ChatGPT was telling me. So did you know that they actually can suffer from a decreased libido and erectile dysfunction? Imagine how debilitating that would be emotionally. So they feel that crappy tiredness that we do, loss of muscle mass and strength. Yeah. Body fat, particularly around the abdomen. Does that sound familiar? Okay, this next one, earth shattering, mood changes, irritability, depression, anxiety. They have reduced bone density just like us and cognitive challenges just like us. Okay, so they've been making fun of us. I mean, let's face it, they do joke around a lot. And some of it's really good natured. Like my husband and I, do you hear cicadas? Well, I come to find out, occasionally he has been hearing cicadas. What's my point? While we're getting freaked out and thinking, oh no, you don't know what it's like. You're not a woman. Well, maybe they kind of do know what it's like, at least as far as menopausal symptoms go. So maybe we could cut them a break occasionally. But I think the biggest, most important thing is, let's put our heads together with our partners and talk. Just talk about it. It's an open discussion. You know, you could share support back and forth, even if you just end up having a hug. You know, open the dialogue. Because I think maybe that's the most important dialogue we need to open. Let's normalize talking about these things openly with our partners. I know some people have a hard time, but if you don't do something that makes you uncomfortable and scares you, you're not getting out of your box. And if you continue to do exactly what you're doing, you will get exactly what you're getting. You get me? Anyways, let's discuss. Don't forget the hashtag, MenoBrain. I'll look around. I'll keep watching for you. Let's start a discussion. Let's normalize this. Okay, everybody, spread some joy. I think I stole that from Mr. Craig. Sorry, Mr. Craig. But it's true, spread some... No, he says find your joy. There you go. That's a good one, too. Anyways, take care, everybody. Spread some love. Be a little crazy.
Try your best to make it through with love.